Good morning, a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, of course, we're all sequestered, practicing social distancing, and that means that many people are home and they are not working. That impacts businesses, but businesses are also stepping in to help and making adjustments amid the COVID pandemic. You have stories to that effect in Business Review.
This week, Governor Cuomo called on manufacturers to step up and help New York with the shortage of gowns, gloves, masks, and ventilators for those that are treating people with coronavirus. He said this week there's a shortage of ventilators in New York State as cases continue to skyrocket. Tony Hines of Precision Valve and Automation said he heard the governor's ask and took it as his marching orders, saying PVA could build anything and make it work. The company has spent 28 years building robots used in manufacturing. And now, Hines predicts the company can make up to 100 emergency ventilators a day to assist. He said the company has all the technology necessary to shift part of its plant to ventilator production. He's been working with local respiratory therapists, the governor's office, Congressman Paul Tonko, and the office of Vice President Mike Pence for approvals. The company has already been designated as an essential business, meaning it was able to remain open as thousands had to close. Still, roughly 25% of the PVA staff is working from home, and the remainder of the workforce has been split into shifts with no more than 40 people working at any one time inside the large factory. Another manufacturer stepping up is Comfortex, a window and blind factory that is converting part of its plant to produce surgical gowns and medical masks. President Tom Marizak says they're on a path to supply up to 10,000 masks a month. The company is still trying to figure out how to produce the gowns and masks to be sure it adheres to U.S. Food and Drug Administration standards and guidelines. Some other manufacturers that are staying busy include food manufacturers. One example is Belinsky's Sausage in Cohoes. The company has switched to 12-hour shifts and moved to a six-day work week to keep up with the demand. Orders at the factory have doubled as grocery stores have been wiped out, and CEO Stacy Waters says she has quadrupled her inventory to fill the additional orders. Consumer binge buying is placing new demands on the food supply system, beginning with farmers and food producers, all the way to the trucking companies that are moving the products and the supermarkets that are selling them. Those demands are escalating as more people are staying at home for their meals. CEO Stacy Waters believes that once the supply chain has an opportunity to get food and merchandise back on the shelves, that consumers will start to relax and resume their old buying patterns. But until then, her company is prepared to step up.
Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, stay safe and healthy. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
You too. Thank you.